The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller, with you on this 10th day of April 2013. And on today's program, no scheduled guest, but I do have a request of the listening audience. I was looking over some information here. We did a pledge drive, I think, back in October or November of last year. Well, there's a few networks out there shutting down for lack of funds. And they don't have the lineup that this network does. Just got off the phone with Richard Mack. He's committed to doing a Monday through Friday radio program on this network. Just can't do it right away. This guy is as busy as a, I don't know what, one-arm paper hanger. I wonder if they use clothespins. At any rate, he's committed to do a program, and I want to use this, and I wanted to schedule him around Chief Kessler in the morning. Because as I just told Richard Mack, I said, you know, I said, you're running around the country. You're talking to 100 here, 200 there, 300 there. I said, if we put a strong presence on this network with the good cops that understand that a constitution just isn't a spelling exercise for most high school graduates, you know, it's actually a document. It's actually the foundation of our law in this country. That I think that if we use the model of a, say, a Ron Paul with the grassroots efforts out there, that you can be a heck of a lot more effectual on the air, coordinating from that, still doing your weekend stuff. You know, he travels all the time. But he's wearing out. I can hear it in his voice. I saw him about a month ago down here in Austin. I can see it in his face. I think there are other county sheriffs out there that are sitting on the fence right now, but they need to feel a strong presence and a need of the people. There's some of you folks out there have gone and talked to your county sheriff, and that's great, but you're one person. What if we had a sheriff, an ex-sheriff on the air, and he's talking to currently seated county sheriffs all over this country? What power can media bring to aid somebody like Richard Mack? A lot is the answer. We have we've been fighting, but we better be a little bit more, how should I say, effective in our punches thrown. Never seen a prize fighter yet and get in a ring for 15 rounds and not tire. It's not the hits you take. It's also the energy you expend. And if you're too tired to finish the fight, guess what? The opposition wins.
Duh.
Kind of like that analogy. At any rate, more on this right after the break. Glad you're here today. We'll be right back.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs. Time to relax and unwind. What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings, and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rust-proof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to SantaBarbaraBells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. SantaBarbaraBells.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
As I was saying, we have not done a pledge drive since last October. And I was just handed a sheet today. And I'm going to try this a different way. Rather than just giving a dollar amount, this is what we need to get caught up on back bills. I'm just going to put out some figures, and if somebody wants to cover it, call the network. I think that'd be a... give you an example. Our AT&T bill every month is $1,000. That's due. MCI? What the hell will you use MCI for? Okay. That's only like $100. Our satellite, we have 2 months due. That's $850 a month. Energy cost here. I even signed up with Reliant. we'll give you a great deal. Well, it shaves a few cents off a kilowatt hour. Anything to save some money. Time Warner, which handles our T1s and the high-speed internet and everything, that's $2,000 every month. That's due. CalPop. What does CalPop do? That's hosting our servers. And these kind folks have come up to bat for us many times. They've got burstable servers over there. If our numbers peak and it's not normal traffic, automatically another computer opens up and boom, no interruption at all. What is it? Oh, yeah, our rents do. Yeah, that was only due on the first. Anyway. And for long-distance calls and whatever else, that's running us about $2,500 a month. And before somebody calls me on the air and suggests, well, don't use the 800 number. Yeah, well, yeah, I've seen other people try that, and I've seen people that are not on long-distance plans, that they just won't call. That runs us, and we've got an opportunity, and we do have a way to shave off about, I'm going to say about a third of that, way more than a third, as a matter of fact, to get that down to roughly about $1,500 a month, which is much, much better. But as it stands right now, 4 months, roughly $2,500 a month. That's what? That's 10 grand right there. Oh, God. Why am I adding this up? Now I make myself disappointed. Yeah, I know. My engineer's looking at me and going, he's using the little cut sign there underneath his chin. Jeez, I don't want to depress myself here. So basically what we're looking at here, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, about 14 or 15,000. So if you guys want to cover a bill for us this month, rather than us just throwing out an arbitrary figure, this is what we need. By the way, the donations to the network, about 90% of the people have quit donating. I don't know. Are we doing a bad job? Or is it you just don't have the money, or you want to do something else with your money? I don't know. We could add more commercial time per hour. Go out there and, I guess, sell a little bit more advertising. And advertisers are hard to keep anymore because of the economy. Oh, yeah, and no payroll or staff mention. Oh, well, thank you. What are you people trying to depress me here or what? Okay, you, Mr. Producer, you don't get paid for the next month. Oh, that's your donation? Well, thank you, Dan. I appreciate that very much. Yeah. Yeah, he's looking at me. What do you want to do next? Sell my car? You got the slip for it? Oh, never mind. So at any rate, give us a call here at the network. The wife is up here today. We've got about four or five people standing by to take your calls. There are other networks, if you haven't noticed, that have gone by the wayside. I know of two other alternative medias that they're bouncing over pennies. Not to pick up dollars, they're bouncing over pennies. The old saying was, tripping over dollars to pick up pennies, but they're not tripping over dollars. You know, do we or do we not have the best alternative network out there? I would say that we do. So give us a call here, 800-724-2719, 800-724-2719. You know, great, if you ain't got $1,000, I understand that. But if people out there understand that, we've got bills, and I just named you off the price tag for it, you want to step up and say, hey, I'll knock off one of those bills for you guys, that would be greatly appreciated. But you folks out there that have dropped off the donation rolls, I this is a hell of a thing to say, but I would hope that you're broke. That's the reason why you're not contributing to the network every month. That is a hell of a thing to say, isn't it? Oh, stop it. Quit agreeing with me. When I'm looking for you to do the palms up and the no necker there. Like, I don't know. 800-724-2719. Give us a call. Make a pledge. Call us up and say, hey, you know what? I'm going to renew my pledge to you every month. You know, I'm going to send $50 in a month or whatever. I've had some very heartfelt letters sent to me. People they take this personally. And they write me and they tell me, I've lost my job. I'm getting ready to lose my home. I'm not talking about you fine folks out there. Doesn't it always seem to be that the ones that want to do the most have the ability to do the least because they're in the most trouble? But yet, after all of that, they will take the time to send me an email or to write me a letter and apologize to me for not being able to support the network. For you folks out there, my heart goes out to you because I know what position you're in. But for the rest of you folks, you know, I don't know what to say. I don't know what to ask. So this is it's kind of like election day. Here's your vote to keep this network on the air. And we plan on doing a lot of damage to the globalists and the buttheads in Washington, you know, in spite of all this rhetoric that has come out, that somehow that we're terrorists, and now we've been lumped in by the DHS with some fat-bellied yahoo that gets out of a van with a 16-year-old kid and decides he wants to shoot a couple of cops. That's the patriot movement in this country? I don't think so. I don't think so. This is the network that gives you the news and the information with the people that are out there making it. And I want to continue to upgrade this programming on this network. Could you imagine that we're going to have Richard Mack and then Chief Kessler back-to-back Monday through Friday for an hour on this network? And then we can use this to reach out to other people and other county sheriffs and other chiefs of police. You know, I understand the chiefs of police are beholden to, oh, that's right, they're the ones that aren't elected by the people. They're the ones that are appointed. How about in your little town or your little burg putting the pressure on your city council people to hire a chief of police that knows the Constitution from a roll of toilet paper and will use it judiciously in the right order? Rather than using that, yeah, okay, I don't need to expound. I got the look. I won't expound any further. I think the point was made. Dan plays the part of my conscience. What, you're now saying I don't have one? Oh, you get yourself in trouble. So give us a call, folks. I'm serious about this. We're about at least 12, 13 grand down. And we've been doing our best to keep advertising up, keep everybody happy. You know, I wished I had that multi-million dollar budget that even local radio stations have. What could I do with that kind of money on this network? Holy mackerel. Well, one thing I'd never have to do is ask for another donation for the network. But that is the nature of the beast. You know, when times are flush, advertisers, dime a dozen. One drops, plug in another one. But when the economic times get really bad and they're being underreported on mainstream media, things are not as bad as you are experiencing. 800-724-2719, give us a call. Do I hear any phones ringing? Not one phone call? Well, what if I just do dead air until at least five calls come in here? Okay, I'll shut up. Who said dead air on radio is a bad thing? I'm enjoying the hell out of this. Dan, I'm going to go get a cup of coffee. Would you like one? Okay, black, isn't it? All right.
Like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear. Live your life with increased vitality and energy and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Keravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Keravim? Simple. Keravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to teravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Teravim, the best supplements on earth.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Some say life will beat you down and break your heart, steal your crown. So I've started out for God knows where.
All right, well, we got four phone calls, still waiting for the other one. Or maybe I'll just do this. Rather than dead air, I will just do program interruptus, and you only get half of what I'm saying. Hey, if I weren't joking about this, I'd be crying right now. I know people do not know. I know what they know that it is to run their own business and their own lives and try to put food on the table. This network comes before I do. Just ask my mortgage lender. If you still have the money, honey, I still got the time. I just don't know what to say. I've had on-air strokes on this damn network, and never missed a beat. I couldn't read the computer screen, couldn't read the sheets in my hand. I couldn't see, but I didn't drop off the air. I just kept right on going. That's how important this is, and there's too many people trying to do too much without the aid of very many, and I think y'all can figure out where that's going to go. And this is part of the discussion I had with Sheriff Richard Mack prior to the show today. I said, Richie, you're killing yourself, man. He says, I know it. He said, I'm spent. Because he's literally running all over the country, meeting with this group and that group and the other group. I said, look, you got to do a power play. Let's get hundreds of thousands and millions listening to you. Let's give us the opportunity to go out there and get radio stations that you're off of a radio station. You'd be maybe talking to 10, 20,000 off of one single radio station a day. Let's recruit. Let's get these other sheriffs on board. Let them get their say on your program. Let's put the people that are out there living and working in good old U.S., Anytown, USA. Let's use a grassroots movement approach like we did with Ron Paul. My God. All things being equal and everybody playing fair and not rigging everything, I think that guy had a real shot of at least being at the Republican National Convention. Could he have stolen it from Mitt Romney? This is how sick politics are in this country. Ask a Republican, what's it mean to be a Republican? Well, I'm a conservative. Well, what does that mean? Well, I'm fiscally conservative. Really? How has that been working out for us? Everybody's in debt. You know, there's a story that I just read. Obama, in his little trickster figures, lie and liar figures routine with the budget. God. And then John Boehner turned around and said, look, any shortfalls we have is going to come by way of taxation. Really, John Boehner? Really? I've got to pay Israel billions of dollars a month. I've got to pay for stuff that shouldn't even be part of the federal government. And your solution to the budgetary problem we're having in this country is we're just going to raise taxes? Have you lost your frickin' mind? This is the quality of Republicans we now have. And are there any blue dog Democrats still left that can spell Constitution, let alone try to represent it as their oath of office? You know, everybody's been given oaths. Everybody's proclaimed oaths. Where are they? There's only one guy that I saw running for president. He just held up the Constitution. Can you hear me now? How many of these problems, ladies and gentlemen, in this country? I kid you not. I just received a book from a group of people that want to institute the national popular vote. And instead of relying on the electoral process that we all know is rigged, and the party chieftains are bought and paid for, I don't know what country they're living in or what time frame they think they're living in, but the best that the RNC could give us was Mitt Romney? Seriously? Why? Because he looked better than the other candidates? Oh, and who was the guy before that? Wasn't that John McCain? Oh, God. These people are suggesting we do away with the electoral process. And they said that under the National Popular Vote Bill, all electoral votes from the enacting states would be awarded to the presidential candidate who receives the most popular votes in all 50 states. So that kind of piqued my interest. So I called the doctor that his name is on this letter, Dr. John R. Koza. He's the chair of the NationalPopularVote.com deal. And I said to him, I said, you know, I said, that sounds kind of radical. But do you realize, and I didn't ask him his political bent, I didn't think it was necessary. But I told him, I said, you know, I'm an independent, but I did kind of vote for that Ron Paul guy. And I said, and look what, how he was handled by the media, minimizing him, demonizing him, and then minimizing the amount of airtime during the debates. And I says, and if that wasn't bad enough, the Republicans in various states for the electoral votes kind of found the trash can on a lot of votes that were cast for Mr. Paul. Are you suggesting that rather than fixing the surrounding issues here?
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
What do you need? You need paracord. CampingSurvival.com is providing you U.S. military 550 paracord. 550 tensile strength. Military specifications. Made in the USA. Available in 3,000, 1,000, 600, 300, 150 links. You can purchase yours now at CampingSurvival.com. Lowest prices on paracord. Huge selection. All ready to be shipped. Black paracord 1,000 feet. Only $39.83 right now on CampingSurvival.com. But wait, use the code FREEDOM when purchasing and save 5% off. Paracord is a unique material used for many different reasons. Get yours from CampingSurvival.com now. Confidence born of preparation. CampingSurvival.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
We've got callers stacked up here. I'll get to your calls in a second, but let me finish this national popular vote thing. So I'm talking to this doctor, and I said, you know, I said, do you ever heard of a guy by the name of Joe Stalin? He says, basically, he didn't care about the vote. He said, yeah, you can vote. What matters is who counts the vote. The very people that make the banking ATMs, Diebold system. Have you ever pulled into your banking branch or used one of their ATMs and it failed to give you a receipt? There are ways that the populace can, in fact, check the checkers, but that's not been afforded us. Instead, we've got hijacked political parties that give us the candidates of their choice, which is serving a greater agenda, and guess what? That agenda is not ours. Freedom, liberty, get your hands off my small stuff here. Get your hands off my itty-bitty. I mean, seriously. Minority Speaker of the House, John Bonier, says that, hey, I know how to address this problem. Yeah, we're just going to tax you more. Hey, you damn fool, haven't you noticed we're in the middle of a depression? This is the best you can offer? Tell you what, I've been playing around with the idea of doing one of those White House deals, petitions, and just having people sign petitions to excuse the United States Congress and Senate. All of them. 535 of the critters. And once we bounce their little butts out of there, warming the seats up there for themselves, not for us. And then once we do that, maybe we can do the president and the vice president. I like that idea. We're pissed off when we're being called terrorists because they've hijacked my country? Seriously? You're going to go with that? You're going to go with that argument? Well, guess what? You still don't have the guns. You've pulled it off politically. You've pulled off a coup politically. You've installed people in Congress and in the Senate and in the White House for so many years that have transformed our form of government. But it's still ours. That Constitution's not yours. That's ours. And you've chosen not to abide by it. Well, read up on what the founders had to say about moving the government out just a little further out west if this one doesn't work out. So I guess it would be within our purview to say, you're dismissed. What if they got a petition with 50 million signatures telling these clowns to get the hell out of office? Pack up your bags, your expense accounts, your paid whores, and we know you use them, and just leave town. Sean in Pennsylvania. Hello, Sean.
Hey, John.
Hey.
How you doing?
Fair to middle.
Yeah, I just picked up your MCI bill.
Thank you.
I also wanted to do business with you, so I also ordered 5 of those Jackson rounds that you're printing, or minting.
We appreciate that, but we really don't make any money off of those things. But no, I appreciate that. Because
well, that's
silver in your hands. I think we make a buck a round or something like that. You know, that's great. I appreciate that. That's for you, my friend.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to pick up that bill on top of that.
Well, I appreciate that very much, Sean.
No, absolutely, John. Anything I could do to help.
Well, if more people will pick up that mantle and take it seriously, I think we should be done with this pledge drive in the next 22 and a half minutes. What do you think?
I agree. did you mint any of them yourself?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
Is there any chance I can get some of them?
No, because I'm not up in Dallas. I was just up there for the day. And those that I did stamp out are gone. Yeah.
Oh, well. Well, I still appreciate having them.
All righty. Well, I appreciate
Thank you
having them, too, because one of these days it's going to be worth a lot of money. By the way, one of the biggest banks, thanks for your call, Sean, and I appreciate you picking up that MCI bill. That was $100.27. Now, how about the AT&T? That's $1,064. Whoops, that's about 10 times the amount. We got 2 outstanding Pittsburgh satellite bills. $8.50 apiece. Reliant Energy passed due. $2.23 and $1.53. Time Warner. Ugh. That's for the T1 lines to feed the satellite, to feed the information to the servers and all that stuff. That runs us about $2,000 a month. Also supplies the high-speed internet, which we must have here at the network. Could you imagine going up on dial-up to save some money? You might as well roll out the Stone Age stuff. CalPop, the people that host our servers, $328. The rent, in the very office I'm sitting at right now, $2,500. And here's the biggie. The phone bills, these run about $2,500 a month, and I got about 4 of those backed up. By the way, Matrix was just bought out. Does anybody know that? And the new screw boys are on board. They took one look at our account and said, shut these people off. And I'm like, really? Okay. Brenda in Canada. Hello, Brenda.
Really a pleasure to speak to you. I wanted to say that I have unlimited internet access that I use all day long.
Mm-hmm.
And I start my day with Deanna Spingola, and I finish it off with, excuse me, Johnny Canal in the evenings.
Mm-hmm.
Now, considering that I have all the options that there are available in terms of what's available on the internet. And I choose RBN almost all day long. I feel like anybody who's in my position has a responsibility to support what you do. And I'm being very sensitive about this situation for RBN. But I guess what I need to point out is that that dead air thing that you did, that was brilliant, absolutely brilliant. Because we're not there listening to RBN to get dead air. We're getting what we need. You're feeding us, and we got to share that meal with you.
And
so I will do. I'll do what I can. I'm a few months behind in my mortgage. I live on a boat, but I'm going to do something. Thank you so much.
All right, Brenda, I appreciate your call. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. I'm not doing this for myself. Well, in a roundabout way, yes, I am. If you really wanted to get self-centered and narcissistic about it, yeah, I've got this whole damn network running, and I've taken the pressure and all that stuff for 8.5 years because I have such an ego that I need to satisfy, that so much pressure is on me that I stroke out. That must be an insatiable ego I got to feed. Well, no, I don't have one of those. I know other people that do and think that they're on the righteous path and, you know, look at me, look at me, look at me. Well, okay, I've looked at you and I'm tired of looking at you. But I'm not tired of listening to 31 other talk show hosts with different points of view and their own energy and their own intelligence that they bring to this network. By the way, I shouldn't say this, but a lady called in. I'm standing in the office and Julie's taking a donation call. And the woman said that, by the way, and we all heard it. We're all standing there. You could hear it, you know, through the receiver. I really like when he starts ragging on Alex Jones. that's not the point of us being here, folks. It's the island unto himself. Well, no, we're not here for that. Alex has a role to fill, and he's filled his role and his bank accounts quite nicely. At any rate, John in Virginia. Hello, John.
Hi.
How you doing?
Hi, John. Thank you for picking up.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, the dead air really motivated me. Not to cry here, but we're pretty much cleaned out right now. As soon as I get a job, I'm going to send you some money.
Well, I'll tell you what. As soon as we get a country and I get elected president, I'll appoint you a job.
Oh, man. I will not let you down.
That's going to take a long time.
I won't let you down. What you're doing, there's no ego involved. I know what you're doing, and there's a difference between right and wrong. You know what it is, and it's just something you have to do, and that's why you're sitting here in this pickle all the time with all these financial worries on the air. And I'll tell you, you know, I do think about it a lot. It's like, man, I wish I had it. You know, since I had a blog, and I wanted to say a few words about the attacks on that and on my cell phones and everything else. I've never had such a long losing streak in the business world since I had my blog, and it finally came under so much attack that my freedom of speech was abridged.
And
I can't imagine.
Okay, John, a little background information here. How are you tying that to business?
Because I am absolutely convinced, and I believe if I had access to the right resources, I could prove that they've got government agents embedded reporters.
Oh yeah.
In corporate America and private business, they got them everywhere. And you know, if you're doing a good job, doesn't matter. There's ways to get to you.
Well, and John, I'll verify that one, because what we used to do is have a comment section on our stories on the website. I used to really enjoy the input from the listeners out there and their viewpoint and their take on different subject matter, but I had to unplug it. Why? Because of those embedded people that are hired to go in there and specifically cause damage in the blogosphere. That's why, and it was one of the hardest decisions. I considered that for a full 30 days, and I'm talking, I thought about that every single day. You know, freedom of speech, people want the ability to voice their opinion. And
yep.
I thought about it, and I thought, well, wait a minute here. Am I going to keep combating the ne'er-do-wells, the paid plants that enter into these blogs for one purpose and one purpose only, to cause dissent? And then I thought about it, and then the idea struck me. Well, wait a minute. We don't do any tape-delayed programs on this network. It's all live. If people want to voice an opinion, let them pick up that phone and use that toll-free number.
Does the name Cass Sunstein come to mind? I mean, yeah. he went out and printed it right all over the Internet that they were going to do this.
Yeah, and now look what they're, the Internet neutrality and, you know, and revenue-raising stuff, and now we're going to start taxing and taking more control. They're looking at the Internet now as a commercial venue that they need to go in there and tax.
Right, and anything to throw roadblocks and obfuscation. John, one of the things that happened here, and I picked up a story from one of your hosts, Michael Rivero's site today, about the Stingray device. And I know that a device, if not that particular one, but a similar device via Verizon, CenturyLink, and these other companies here in Virginia, they harassed me mercilessly. And I could track the stuff back, and I'm very confidently saying this. To certain patterns, you know, there's stuff you can't see, but if you can make it move, it must be there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an abridgment of freedom of speech. And they successfully coordinated this attack with my exit from emergency back surgery so that when I was trying to troubleshoot my computer issues, the side effects of the pain medication that they gave me after emergency back surgery were paranoia.
Mm-hmm.
So when I tried to show other people, hey, look what's happening here, they all kind of sat there and chuckled, oh, man, he must be on that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no, I quit that as soon as I could because I read about it before I ever took it.
Mm-hmm.
And these are very, I don't like using the word evil because it has certain connotations, but these are people who claim to be law enforcement, and what are they doing? You cannot distinguish between their actions and the actions of what we call criminals.
I understand. Look, we just had a stabbing down here at Lone Star College. A guy by the name of Dylan Quick. This guy was stabbing a bunch of people with, guess what, an X-Acto knife. But he's been having feelings, as he states, most of his life about stabbing people. And the first thought that hit my head was, what kind of SSRIs is this guy on?
Yeah, well, I heard it was Zoloft. I don't know if Zoloft is an SRI or SSRI.
It's an SSRI.
It is, okay.
Yeah, it's a serotonin uptake inhibitor, blocker, whatever, yeah.
Well, they have selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors and selective and serotonin reuptake inhibitors. I think one is general, one gets more specific with certain one. I looked into that a little bit, and I agree. In fact, I would take it a step further. I don't think there's a mystery about what those drugs do. I think they're giving them out and using these people as patsies.
Well, and also,
I really do.
And also, what I'm seeing an indication of is these background checks that they want to find out your medical history to see if you've ever had bouts of depression, if you're on any antidepressant. And that's going to immediately mean that you're not going to be able to have firearms because there's something wrong with you. It's being chemically induced by your doctor that, well, the drug companies, they've given us very fine drugs over the years. It couldn't quite possibly be that somebody comes into my office complaining about depression and I write them a script, and 6 months later, I'm reading about this person murdering somebody. Somebody had sent me an email, by the way. Let me see if I can bring this up quickly. That basically, it made a very strong point. And while I'm doing this, let me remind you, we are doing a little mini pledge drive. I don't want to plug up the entire network with it. I have the strongest numbers on this network. I was chiding Mr. Rivera the other day. I said, you know, I'm still number one. I said, but here's a little hint. You're within 10%. And he emailed me back, and he said, yeah, but we try harder. let me see if I can... What is my computer doing now? Oh, my God. This was such a cool thing. I'll have to look it up. I got a break coming up. I'll spend the break time here. This was a wonderful email. And it was... I'll just read it to you. You're going to love this one. We'll be right back.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
John in Virginia, you're up next. Hello, John.
Oh, hi, sir. I was just on a moment ago.
Oh, okay. You're still there then.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I hung out there. I mean, hey, if I get a chance to talk to you, I'm going to take every minute of it. You mentioned before, I wonder how many people have ever read the Anti-Federalist Papers by Patrick Henry. All of the problems that we're going through were predicted. He was against this the Constitution, the centralization of power, which from my research tells me that it was done mostly for commerce,
mm-hmm.
and grew from that. And he was not just he's portrayed as a propagandist and an alarmist and a reactionary now, but he was far from that. He was quite a writer. And if anybody has the time, they do have free audiobooks on LibriVox that people could download and listen to those. And it's fascinating to see that all of the problems that we're having now were anticipated.
The founders deciding what kind of government to put together, they knew what the things that they wanted to avoid. And the best form of government that they could come up with, that's what they gave us. And I've always been an advocate of, I would enjoy amendments to the Constitution as long as it fortified and it didn't detract. And this is what I've seen happen over the years, that these people in Washington, even in our own state legislatures, they act as if there is no state constitution at the federal end. They act as if there is no federal constitution. I mean, it's just amazing. John, I thank you for your call. I found that email. Thank you, Lamont and Linda, for sending this. Mr. Stattmiller, a couple of weeks ago, I read that a woman across town attacked her husband with a knife and damn near killed him. The article stated that the woman was such a loving, caring person right up to the point where she attacked her husband. Naturally, that got me to thinking, and I finally realized that I'd have to do something to protect my family and myself. Now, my wife is a wonderful woman, so loving and kind, and a darn good cook. But so was that woman up to the point where she attacked her husband? I decided to do something. After all, it's up to the head of the family to act to protect the family unit. And as the government often says, when confronted with social problems, we must do something. He says, I first started locking her in her room. I certainly didn't want her to sneak up on me and attack me from behind while I was watching TV or playing with the kids. Fortunately, I came up with a better idea. I purchased a straitjacket. And that way she can be by my side and enjoy everything with me, of course, with restrictions. They say that there are often unintended consequences that might occur with any act, or what some might consider unreasonable restrictions, and I've noticed lately that the look in her eyes are not of the loving kind. In fact, I think she might actually hate me. Now, I'm not sure if I dare remove the straitjacket, as she might actually attack me. Mr. Stattmiller, what should I do? Oh, God, get her off the SSRIs. Oh, gosh. And to be really sexist, no, I'm not even going to go there. See how that term has slipped away? We're just all racist now. When was the last time you heard somebody call somebody else, oh, you sexist? Second hour coming up. 800-724-2719 is the number of the network. No contribution too large. Trust me on that one. And none too small. And you folks that have dropped off the rolls of the monthly support, please consider getting back on. We got a long way to go and a short time to get there, folks. And we need to be on the air in order to do it. We'll be back. Now.